welcome to another edition of the SGR Coffee Break, where Chris is definitely not hungover because he did not drink all night yesterday. Well, he played video games with his brothers, so.
That was a really weird intro, but when you kept on going, like, okay, yes, he is hungover.
Chris is definitely feeling the Kraken that he played with last night. But hey, Sparrow Racing came out yesterday for Destiny, so my brothers and I all had to try it out.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
And what goes best with racing than alcohol, right?
Hey, it improves your reaction skills. I tell you, man, I was fucking kicking ass right up to the end. We decided that it was just done in time to go.
Okay.
This is definitely not vodka.
I hope it's not. It's early, man.
It's fucking noon over on the East Coast. I live in a college town, man. You know what happens down the street from me? There are kids that probably just woke up and were like, hey, let's have some Coors.
They had Coors, and they actually had many. I bet it's Schlitz.
Oh, no, that's PBR. That's the hipster thing. No,
or a Natty Light.
Oh, the Natty Light.
You know, like a friend of mine, he has a little girl named Natalie, and he always... Every time he posts his pictures of her, he's like, Natty this. I'm like, yeah, no, all I could think of is Natty Light.
Yeah. So, we are back again. You can tell by the video, we are again using VC because Google fucked them. Yep. We are actually going to start working on some banners for under here. So, hopefully in the next couple weeks, I will start having, instead of you seeing my awesome kick-ass green desktop this week, we will actually have probably some Twitter information, website information. I'll be over here. Carrie will be over here. So I'll actually have our stuff listed underneath. So that's coming up in the upcoming weeks.
Cool.
Way, at least it will look a little bit more professional. We still don't have intros or outros. It's fine. Who needs that shit anyway?
Maybe eventually, you know.
I don't know. I mean, we are growing. Our YouTube channel is... upwards of 120 people following us now, so that's...
I know, they like watching us talk and, I guess, you know, unboxing strategy guides, which I'll be doing after this.
Oh, yeah,
and your unboxing videos. Yeah, do you want to know, mine's been delayed again to December 10th. It's been at my local UPS office since Friday. Like, I know that the holidays are crazy, but UPS and the U.S. Postal Service have been ridiculous. Like, so Blake is reviewing Rainbow Six Siege for Action Trip. So they didn't send me a copy. They didn't send out copies until late because they weren't turning the servers on until Monday night. It's like, yeah, thanks for... you know, getting review stuff out. So I got the game because they did it FedEx, overnight FedEx. So I got it like in the morning because FedEx has been pretty darn cool. Like every single thing I've gotten from FedEx has been on time. So I got it FedEx 10 o'clock in the morning. I immediately did overnight mail. Oh, no, wait, I couldn't do overnight mail because Iowa doesn't allow for guaranteed overnight mail. So I did two-day shipping. Put it in on Monday. It is out. He just got it Monday. Yeah, it's been sitting at the Des Moines post office since last Friday.
Yeah, I shipped out some camera straps the week before, something like that. Anyway, and all of the straps got to pretty much their respective people, except for one guy in New Hampshire, where it was supposed to be there like Wednesday, and he didn't get it until the following Monday. It was like...
Yeah, I'm going to have to start mailing my Christmas gifts to my friends like this week, because otherwise I don't know when they'll get them.
Yeah, I was like, I got to get on the ball and order everybody's Christmas gifts. Just like shit. But you're not here to listen to us talk about our awesome shipping problems, because we could go on and on and on about shipping problems. Looking at you, USPS, you destroyer of fucking strategy guides. Look, I'm still irritated. It's a beautiful guide, and look, you can't even ship it to me without damaging the corners. Anyway.
I mean, like, well, UPS, I mean, Prima Games shipped me the Just Cause 3 guide on Monday, last Monday, the day before the game released, I got it Friday, UPS. And then on the box it says, 2-day shipping. I'm like, 2-day shipping my ass. I mean, I get it. It is the hol I do get it. It's the holidays. They're slammed. People, from the mail orders and people mailing gifts and everything, but come on. Anyway.
Anyway, we should talk about something fun, like mindless entertainment.
Yeah, I kind of got this idea from playing Just Cause 3, which I was re it's my first review for PlayStation Lifestyle. And so I got Just Cause 3. I never played any of the Just Cause games before.
I haven't either. I've
And
only ever watched people play them.
Just Cause 2 always sounded like a lot of fun just from hearing people talk about it. So I just wanted, and I think I got it on a PlayStation Plus thing. So it's on my PS3, but I haven't turned my PS3 on in forever. So obviously I've never played it. So I played Just Cause 3, and holy crap, I love a game that does not take itself seriously. And not only that, but it's mindless. Like if you're gonna play it for you're looking for that deep story, okay, just stop. It's not there. Basically, the story is there just to give Rico and the player a reason to blow shit up. I mean that's all that it is. And even like my son loves watching me play. And if it was really bloody, I wouldn't let him. But it's really not. Like even when you're shooting people, there's really not much blood going on. But like he's like, Mom, can that blow up? Can that blow up? Can you do this? Can you do that? And then we'll start trying to find creative ways to making things blow up. Like if I tether, this gas can to the helicopter, will it blow up? Oh, it sure did. As I'm reeling in the tether, it just goes boom in the air. I'm like, ah, I saved some bullets.
Yeah, my brother was playing that last night, and I was like, I haven't watched my favorite streamer in a while. So he actually started streaming last night and was just, he was driving around throwing sticky bombs on stuff. And like, some of the.
Because you have an unlimited supply of C4, so you
Yeah.
can just like throw it everywhere.
And that's exactly what he was doing. It was insane as to the crap that he was blowing up and like tethering C4 to stuff. It's ridiculous. It's just like, okay.
Especially when I learned that you could tether people. I'm like, oh, I'm fishing people again! So like, because I would tether them and they'd stream towards me and I'd be able to kick them and. Or I could tether them to buildings and know they don't survive from that. And so yeah, it's a. I mean, if you just kind of go through it, like okay, I gotta clear out this, I gotta clear out that. You're gonna get bored. But the fun part, Just Cause 3, is like the creativity of it. Like, well, how can I get this to blow up to make this blow up? And especially when I started figuring out about, tethering, because there was all these transformers side by side. I was like, what if I could do dominoes? And I tethered one into the other, sure, tink, 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 all the way down. So many explosions. It was so great.
Gosh.
But that's the crystal funny thing is like the very like near the beginning of it, like because this is this one. He's in his hometown. He's in his, well, his home country of Medici, a Mediterranean. Collective of islands, and he is talking to his friend who's bringing him into this rebellion. And his friend's like, he said, "It doesn't matter what you do, what you destroy, we can rebuild." I'm like, "Awesome! Oh, look, there's a gas station over there." And and I'm driving down the street, and I just. I don't have time to pay attention to the traffic laws, so I just run over people. I'm like, well, they said they could rebuild, so I'm sure that means rebuild people.
They said rebuild, not repopulate, Carrie. They
They said
can re
rebuild. Rebuild means people. So
No, that's
it's really
repopulation.
funny when you hit a Vespa, because it just goes end over end right over your car. Because Gabe is there just cracking up. And everything that I do, especially like how I tether, and because you will you'll grapple yourself to if you need to survive a fall, just grapple the ground and reel yourself in. That makes
Yeah,
total
and
sense.
open up your unlimited usage, your unlimited supply of parachutes.
Parachutes. I do that all the time.
Ah, the parachute and C4 endlessness.
Yeah, I mean it's just it like I said, it is mindless. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot. to do, and it's so big. It is so big. I was telling my boss that I was decided I want to clean out this entire province, which takes some time because there's like, there's not marked settlements. You have to go find the settlements. And then as I was looking at this one region, I was like, why haven't I cleared this one region yet? And I realized that there was a settlement most likely on this one island that was very, very far away from the rest of it. So I got, got a helicopter and went over there. I was flying for 2 minutes, doing nothing but just flying, because that's just how big this map is.
You haven't played Xenoblade yet, have you?
Yeah, I gotta start that today.
You'll be prepared for
Okay,
something even bigger.
okay, but is there fast travel? Because I can take a big map as long as you can unlock fast travel.
No, everything I've seen of people streaming it, they've been running to places. So I have no idea. I've only watched a little bit of it because I haven't wanted to spoil it. But from what I've seen of it so far, and it's been reported that this game is, it's like MMO size. It's huge. So be prepared for a bigger world. But I think Grand Theft Auto was relatively big too, because it took quite a while to fly from one side of the map to the other side, so.
See, and I'm cool with things being that big because, Assassin's Creed was big, but that's why every time I got to a new region, I immediately sought out the viewpoints so I could get that fast travel because fast travel is the only way to travel.
Yeah, if only we could all just click on a map and be like, I'm gonna travel here and just be there.
And just have this black screen that says
Yeah.
traveling.
Like a little loading screen. Oh, that would be so awesome. So Just Cause 3, it's got a little
And you know why
story.
you play it? Just 'cause.
Just cause.
You know why you blow up shit? Just 'cause you can.
Just cause it's there. It's in your way. You really need to just take it out. It almost sounds like another one that I know, though it's not nearly Just Cause kind of level, but Bulletstorm, that was pretty much mindless entertainment as well.
That was my entertainment. And actually, my boss and I, we decided that if it has any sort of grappling, I'm going to love it because, Mad Max. And then Just Cause, and then I remembered that there was grappling and Bulletstorm, like not the same, but like you'd use it to fish people to you so you could kick them even
Yeah.
further. I'm like, oh yeah, that was like the best part. But yeah, Bulletstorm was all about what's the most creative, craziest kills you could make.
Yeah, and that's where, the story, let's face it, the story was,
Actually, the story was good.
it was there, but
It was
man,
good.
this was one of those games where you really had to, if you went into it trying to be serious, you were going to be horribly disappointed just because
Well, yes.
the dialogue was going to kill you. But man,
Especially you first meet Trishka. Don't you follow me or I will kill your dick. Kill my dick? What does that
Oh, but that was so
even
much fun. Just the creative ways that you could go about killing and murdering everybody.
Not only that, but the titles they gave certain things.
Oh.
Like the first time, like you kick somebody, like you have to, grapple them into you, and then you kick them, because that's the only way you could really get them to launch. You kick them into a cactus, and it was called Voodoo Doll. And when you kick someone into water, it was called fish food.
I forgot that they had all those nice unique names
Yes.
for your death. It's like the death
Like,
of the
because I
week.
didn't unlock, nearly half of them, so I ended up looking at the strategy guide for all the different names and was just cracking them up. Like, I think, oh, like if you shot someone in the nuts and then shot him in the head, it was called mercy killing.
Oh, God.
Or if you kept shooting someone in the butt, which I did because I saw there was this one killing for this one boss, the guy that's full of armor. If you grapple off the armor in the back and you just kill him only by shooting him in the butt, it's called rogue style.
Oh, Bulletstorm. That's one game that if they were like, we're going to make an HD remake of this and we're going to bring it to PS4, I'd buy
Oh,
that shit in a
I'm
heartbeat.
in. I still, I mean, it's never going to happen because that studio doesn't exist anymore. But I would
And there
love
was so
a
much scale for
sequel.
that. Oh, yeah. I just want to play that game again, or, like you said, a sequel. I just want to go back to just having stupid kills of the week. I mean, that was so entertaining.
Yeah.
I do miss that. As I'm thinking about more mindless entertainment, the games that are mindless fun, I'll even lump Grand Theft Auto into this, because that's ultimately what that game devolves to, is just figuring out mindless ways of how you're going to fuck with your brother. I mean, that's how I play. That's how me and so I have like two brothers and I, we play it every once in a while now. And
But wasn't the story always very serious,
oh
or
yeah,
was it not?
no, the stories, I mean the stories are always very serious, and the online stuff, like, they have a very serious component to it. But when I if you get me and my brother Alex in this game, it's just going to devolve into how we can kill each other and fuck up your job as you try to do a mission. That's exactly how it devolves into. We spent like 3 hours on a beach just trying to get as many cops as we possibly could and seeing who could outlast who. So
Well, isn't that kind of, I guess, the joy of a sandbox type title like that, though?
yeah.
You know, because I know that's one of the I mean, that's what they kept calling Just Cause 3 was a sandbox, and I guess when I think of a sandbox, I think more of Minecraft. But I mean, I guess it is a sandbox in that your limit in what you can do is your imagination. Like, in Just Cause 3, one of the, you can unlock different vehicles and airplane. I mean, yeah, airplanes and helicopters and boats by the story missions, or you can steal them, which I love doing. Just yanking somebody out of a car, mine, and driving it, and you take it to the garage, and you immediately goes into a chop shop, and then you're able to call it in with your beacon drops whenever you want. You can also do that with boats. I have not figured out a way to get a boat up onto dry land onto the garage, but I'm assuming it's something to do with probably tethering it to a helicopter and dropping it. I have no idea. Because, like, even Rico, he says, like, how do I get a boat up into the garage? He goes, hey, Rico, I just have it for you. You figure out how to do it, eh? And I was like, okay. But, yeah. And, of course, you know, my favorite thing with that is never parking a car. You just, you know, leap out of it and let it crash.
You know, what I'm hearing from you, Carrie, is that really, for a game to be 10 out of 10 good, it's got to have some sort of tethering ability or giant fishing poles.
I did not give Just Cause 3 a 10 out of 10. Or Mad Max.
Trying to
It
think.
makes it fun. I mean, man, and Assassin's Creed kind of had those too. Not really the tethering, because you really couldn't use the grapple to kill people. That would have been awesome if you could in Assassin's Creed. Maybe there'll be a DLC or something they'll add in because you use it to kill people with.
Batman has a tether thing.
Yeah, he does. I mean, the closest you can really get to like using it to kill people is to hang from it and then, you know, do the air assassinations from your zip lines. But man, that makes travel so much easier in
Yes,
Assassin's
it
Creed
does.
Syndicate.
I
Oh, I need
really.
to go over there. Vzz,
They better keep that shit in there in the next game, because that was a huge improvement.
Oh, I need to go to the very top? Okay. Neat. Like a little elevator.
Brutal. I'm trying to think if there's any other games that are really solid, like, is the mindless part. I mean, I can turn my brothers and I, we've obviously clearly turned any game into a mindless entertainment, but like the closest thing I'm coming to that I at least I'm looking through my game list that I've played over the last couple of months, and the closest thing I got is like Trials Fusion, but that's still pretty serious.
I think Rocket League could probably. I mean, of course, there's going to be some people that are going to be, you know, hardcore about it and try to do these crazy, you know, tricks and things like that. But yes, I have heard Trials can be like that. If you, I think it's all on how you take it. Like in Rocket League, you can take it seriously, or you can make it, you know, what's the craziest thing I can do? I think Trials is like that too. I remember I was watching some YouTube video someone made where they were just doing a contest to see how they could make the rag dolls go the
Flop.
furthest. Yeah. So, but again, like, you know, just where the difference between that and Just Cause 3 is that Just Cause 3 is it's meant for that. It's like, no,
It's
this is
built
not
to
serious.
be this way.
Go have nuts. I hope you like explosions. I mean, even the Honest Trailer was like, you know, starring, you know, Rico Rodriguez and explosions, 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 explosions. And that's really how it is. There's actually a Doge mode you can unlock in Just Cause 3 so that when you unlock it, it has like little neon Comic Sans going, much explosions, wow. That is how not serious this game takes itself.
Oh, God. HUD.
I haven't gotten to the island yet where it is, but I need to go do that because I'll just be giggling the entire time.
So I've never played Saints Row. Isn't that kind of, because that's another game that just, it knows that it's not
Yeah.
serious, but I mean, come on, dildo bat and dubstep gun. I mean,
At the same time, I don't consider Saints Row is it's different in that it's crazy. It's over the top crazy, but it's not the same as a mindless fun because it there's not as many options to do stuff. I mean, yes, you got your creativity with, okay, do I want to use my dildo bat or do I want to, do this? But there's really not much room in there for being overly creative in how you do stuff. And one thing I don't like about the Saints Row games, and it's why I never finished Saints Row the Third or Saints Row Four, is because there's all these little mini games that you can play. Kind of like Infamous has them, like the spray painting and stuff like that. And Just Cause 3 has them, but the difference is that in Just Cause 3, they're all optional. You don't have to do a single one. It gives you extra perks. But there's other, but or you can get the perks, different ways of getting the perks by, grinding out different stuff. It's all in what you want to do. But in Saints Row, when they first bring them to you, they're mandatory. And so that first one is mandatory. So Saints Row the Third, I had to quit it because I couldn't get four hoes back to the pimp fast enough in my car. And Saints Row 4, I think I just got bored. I think that was kind of the problem. Like it just wasn't as much fun because you really don't go around, shooting everything and destroying everything in sight in a Saints Row game. Saints Row: God Out of Hell was a little different because you're in hell. So yes, they want, there's nothing but monsters all around you, so they have no problem with you killing stuff. But again, there was also those challenges that you had to complete, and to be honest, if it was not co-op and I didn't have a friend helping me, I never would have finished that game because there was a mini game flying sequence that I just could not do. Like it was a race. And thank God he was always so good at it. I'm there flubbing in the background. So that's to me the big difference between the two. I mean, Just Cause, I mean, sorry, Saints Row is. As, to me, it's not mindless. It's just, it's silly. It's over the top. It's funny, but it's not do what you want in the same way that Bulletstorm or Just Cause 3 is.
Gotcha.
Because Bulletstorm was totally, what is the nut craziest thing that you can come up with?
Bring out another bullet storm. We miss it. Just call it Bullet Storm 2, dictates the game.
I would so buy that. It was called Dick Tits the Game. Even if they can't call it Bulletstorm, they have to just call it Dick Tits the
Dictates the
Game.
game. I'd be all over it. I'd still be all over it.
Yeah.
Well then.
I mean, just so the fact that Bulletstorm, like, you got to take control of a little Godzilla creature and he sings a song about him while he's destroying stuff. I mean, come on.
You know what? This is making me want to fire up my PS3 again just so I can replay that game just a little bit. Just even an hour over lunch. Oh, God, that was so much fun. So.
Because I know that there was a kill for there's a special kill skill if you killed while you were drunk, which was hard. Because as soon as you drink like one beer, it's like instantly the vision starts doing this and your arm is like,
Yeah.
okay. Nope.
Yeah, if you get motion sick, that's gonna make you motion sick right there.
No, I mean I just got killed because I
Yeah.
couldn't see anything.
No, I know, but like some games where they do the where the it gets all blurry and then your shit's going like this, some people actually get sick because it triggers motion sickness.
Yeah, I'm one of, I actually don't get motion sick. I have a really good friend who does. So like we talk about Final Fantasy 13, and I was like, oh, when you get to chapter 12, like that opening sequence chapter 12, that's the best cutscene in the whole game. And she's like, yeah, I hated it. I'm like, why? She goes, because I threw up. I'm like, that would do it.
Yeah. Well, and that's a solid reason to not.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid right there.
Yeah.
Ah,
Which I think is why she doesn't like first-person shooters. She says it stresses her out. I think she gets motion sickness
brother. Yeah,
because
probably.
it, yeah, because it's
Or a
It's
little
too
bit of
much. So
both. Probably a little bit of both, actually.
I pretty much told her, I said, then don't play Portal, especially not the first one. Oh my God, because at the end where you have to do the propelling yourself and you're doing this and you have to bounce to the next one to get higher and higher. I almost got motion sickness watching that. Like, it was basically me just going click, right click, click, right click. I don't even fucking care at this point. Oh my God, somehow I made it through this. I need a minute. I'll try to think some other I mean, because I can think of like a whole bunch of silly games, but that's not the same thing as mindless.
Yeah.
Because like, and I haven't, because I can't consider puzzle games mindless. Oh, Lego games. Those are mindless.
Yeah, I can give that to you.
Yeah.
I mean,
So, this is about breaking shit.
well, come on, everybody wants. It's really not mindless. It's the goal is to basically destroy everything in your path to get as many goddamn studs as you possibly can without falling off the world. Even Lego Dimensions. Still just freaking blowing everything up. I found out in like the portal levels you could shoot all the handrails, which
Yeah.
then causes you to fall off the edge. That's
Yeah.
it's a brilliant thing, especially when you're like, oh, there's a blue stud basket. Oh, I'm down the blue stud that I could have got and the blue stud that I carried.
Yep.
Bravo, Lego, bravo. Yeah, I can give you that because those are pretty much just do whatever you can, and then seeing what other characters after you've earned different characters and stuff, bringing them in, and now with Lego Dimensions, it's like, shit, I'm gonna put Batman in Benny's spaceship, and we're just gonna fly around and blow shit up because it's awesome. Put Marty in Bad Cop's cop car because that's cool too. Good cop, bad cop. Oh man, that game. I can't wait to
Yeah,
get. I can't wait to get back to that.
I'm sad I haven't been able to get back to it either. It's been too busy, man. Too busy.
Ah, too busy. Yeah, busyness. That's why I haven't played Fallout 4 yet, and everybody's like, now Blake is asking me, when are we gonna do the Fallout thing? I'm like, oh, I'll post it. You guys can talk about it, because I won't have
See,
touched it
now
yet.
Fallout 4 is another example that it's not mindless, but it's a sandbox in a way that you can play the game however you want. Like, I was watching someone on the Twitter feed and they're talking about Fallout 4, and she's like, "Yeah, I spent 6 hours setting up this one settlement and getting my carrots lined up." I'm like, "Okay,
Yeah.
I guess that's how you want to spend your time. All right."
Hey, that's what people do. I mean,
Yeah, this is crazy.
my brother just put a bed in the middle of his, like, I guess in his settlement. And so he just put a bed in the middle of the road and he called it a day. He was more happy that he had his power armor nicely on display because he had all the different power armors. So that was more important to him. And then killing people in town. Once he found out you could kill the two-headed cow. The town gets pissed off at you and comes after you. Because he had a cow in his. He always quick saves. Now, I
Wow.
always knew something good was coming up when all of a sudden I'd see him do a quick save. Then I was like, okay, shit's about to get real.
Wow.
Sure
Nice.
enough. Sure enough, he would find an NPC. He'd have a discussion with him, decide that he didn't like that discussion, kill him, and then reload his quick save. It just. Yeah. I can see where the mindless part with that would come in, because although it's one of those things where you're balancing out your antics with your will to keep everybody going, because once you kill him, if you don't bring him back, it's kind of the thing that we should do in Bloodborne, like the Souls games, is that you could actually have dedicated saves that way you could actually kill people off and then just bring them back. But no, not in that game. If you accidentally trigger the murder death of your blacksmith, you're out of blacksmith, you're fucked. Yeah,
That sucks.
that was great.
Yeah.
Ah, damn Dark Souls games, you're so
Now
good.
those are not mindless. No.
No, fuck no, those are far from mindless.
Yeah, those aren't let's see like what fun shit we can have. No. It's like you must be on your A game.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, Carrie. Besides Just Cause 3,
So much Just Cause 3.
what else have you been playing?
I played a little bit of Dragon Quest Heroes, but however, I had to stop that for Just Cause 3, and it is official. No, it is a Dynasty Warriors game. It is just they got some new Dragon Quest stuff thrown in. Like I'm on an airship now, So, we got the airship. There's crafting. There's side quests.
Nice.
Yeah.
And every time I see that you play it, you seem to tweet out that you wish you had played it a lot sooner.
Yeah, I really do. I wish, but like I said, it's one of those things that I got it, and then a day later, my review copy of Assassin's Creed Syndicate showed up. So, and then, it's just been one. I know, poor me, but it's been one thing after another. It's not being able to play it. Like, oh man, this was such a fun game. I'm really sad I didn't get to it sooner. So I mean, it's high on my recommendation list. I mean, the reviews director at PlayStation Lifestyle, he said this is his game of the year. I think that's giving a little too high of praise, but it really spoke to him. And the editor in chief, PlayStation Lifestyle, said that he sunk in 40 hours into it before he even realized it.
People
Yeah,
like what they like,
it's
so if he's going to give
yeah.
it Game of the Year, bravo to him.
Yeah, it's a you know, it's
I don't even
it's
know what my fucking Game of the Year would be at this point.
Oh, I do. I got mine.
I don't even. I'm looking over after everything that I've played, and I still can't. I mean, I've had some really good experiences. Life is Strange was good.
Yeah, Life is Strange is good, but it's not my game of the year. It might be
Yeah.
up there in my it might be up there in my top five.
It definitely gets the top five. Assassin's Creed is definitely in the top five.
It's up there, but you know what I like more than Syndicate was Assassin's Creed Chronicles China.
Yeah, that was a really good time. That was a really good one. That whole 2D thing. Anyway, sidetracked.
Well, you know that the next two chapters are coming out in January and February, right?
I did not know that.
Yes, India is coming out in January and Russia in February.
Oh, snap.
And then they're going to release a trilogy pack in February. And the trilogy patch will also release on the Vita in April. And I'm like, yes, I will so buy them again on the Vita.
Oh, Vita, we love
Yeah.
you. You're such a good
Even though
system.
it's collecting dust.
Well, I'm taking mine to Arizona this weekend, so.
Oh, nice.
Yay,
Yeah,
free
so
airplane ride.
that's pretty much all I've been doing. Like, I got to get back to Dragon Quest Heroes, and of course, I got to start Xenoblade Chronicles X. But of course, I got to play some more Just Cause 3 because my son, like last night, he's like, "Can you play some Just Cause 3?" Because he just really likes me like exploding stuff.
Hey.
Like, I have a YouTube video up on Action Trip that has where I had to successfully wingsuit down to grapple a missile and ride it like a surfboard.
Cause that's just shit you do. It's just another Sunday.
After that mission is over and the missile blows up and he jumps off of it and his parachute is sailing down, he goes, "All in a day's work."
Just another Wednesday at the office.
Yeah. I mean, he has all kinds of witty things. Like the first time I blew up a gas station, he goes, "Oh, and I don't have any marshmallows." And when I think I blew up the power generator, he goes, "Lights out." And what was it? Oh, when I destroyed a satellite dish, he's like, "We're experiencing an outage in service."
Oh, good.
So cheesy and yet so funny.
I might actually have to pick this up when it's on like a sale or
Much
something.
explosions, wow.
Much
Much
explosions, wow.
cheese,
Much
wow.
cheese.
So what have you been playing?
Let's see. I'm still working on Tales of Zestiria. I should be about three quarters of the way done. I'm hoping to actually have it done next week, and then I can do a. I'll do another video review of the strategy guide because I actually enjoy doing video reviews as opposed to trying to write shit out. So I haven't really tackled a lot of all the ancillary stuff, but I'm trying to get through the main story and some of the side quests just to see how everything works out. The guide's doing pretty good. Guide is another solid guide. Hopefully that'll be done. Did some more Star Wars Battlefront with my brothers. We all agree that the game needs a little bit more.
I think that's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, it in the homing rocket, fuck the homing shot. Fuck whoever keeps using that shit. You guys can just eat a dick. Play a game that doesn't need that. Anyway. I have a friend in Georgia who's like, "I just started playing Final Fantasy 14. What do you think?" And I was like, "I'll join you." So I reactivated my Final Fantasy 14 account
I
and started
really
playing that
want to
with him.
play that. Oh
So
my gosh. I still have my Heavensward expansion in the cellophane.
I see. It's usually on the floor, right over here. Let me just magically put my finger into the window here, and then
Actually cleaned my office.
Oh, wow.
There's like so much stuff that's like all the okay, so there's some collector's editions still on the floor just because the boxes are too big. But those all got kind of put away, and I reshuffled all that, so kind of clean. Of course, I still haven't put up that poster that's still on the floor. I still need to do that. And
Yeah. So it took a day, like he's on a realm that I guess is pretty full, so it took a day for me to actually be able to get into his realm. So, and then of course I was talking about how I'm playing it on PlayStation 4, and then he keeps talking about how everybody is not on Xbox One and he really wants to play with people. So he went and bought a PlayStation 4. So, and then he's like, "Well, do I have to rebuy?" I was like, "You should just buy the game on the PlayStation as well and buy yourself a Bluetooth keyboard. It's the best way to play." So, of course I
Oh, do I? What do I need a keyboard to play?
It's easier to chat.
Oh, okay.
So you,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
so when you're like chatting and stuff, it's easier for that. I actually enjoy the controller scheme as far as like playing the game. To me, I don't know why, it's a little bit more relaxing. But you've technically, yes, you can actually play with a mouse and keyboard on this, on your
That
PS4.
was. Whenever time I clean out my PlayStation 4, that is one game I do not remove because I don't want to go through that install again.
Yeah, it's a stupid long install. 'Cause not only do you have to download the game from the PSN, but then once you log in, you have to download all the patches that come along with it. It just I
Well,
still don't understand why if we're doing all this stuff now over the internet, why it is that we can't have a constantly updated file so that way you don't have to download the game, then download the patches that go with the game, and then download some more patches.
I get it. Yeah. Just going ahead, like when you have the patch, going ahead and update the main install file just to
Yep.
have,
So
all of that.
that way
Well, it's not only
we're.
that, but it's also installing, I think, the server database information. It took like an hour and a half for
Yeah.
all that to download and install. I was like, well, I was gonna play this afternoon, but I guess
Nope.
not.
So, but I got back into it. Rolled another new character. So that part kind of sucks because I was like, man, I was so close to getting my White Mage class unlocked. But anyway, so here I am. I think I'm level 11 or 12 now.
Yeah, you know what I need to do? I just need to make a certain day that's like my Final Fantasy. I should make Final Fantasy Fridays and we should play.
There you go. Instead of it being fucked up Fridays, it could be fucked up Final Fantasy Friday.
Every day is fucked up Final Fantasy Friday.
Yeah, well, that's me.
I mean,
So.
have you seen the shit about Final Fantasy VII? People have lost their minds!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that announcement, and then I was like, oh, God, the
Gonna show off
internet.
my Final Fantasy tattoo. You can kind of see it.
Fucking.
Ah, kind of. Hold
It's
this
so
stand up.
new and shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that happen on. What, PSX was Saturday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it was all weekend, but the video came out on Saturday, and then I think it was 2 or 3 hours when all of a sudden somebody broke out the fact that they think Final Fantasy VII was going to be episodic, and then Monday it was like, yeah, Final Fantasy VII is going to be episodic, and we're changing up the battle system, and all of a sudden the internet goes wild, it was full of hate, and I was like, yeah, well, they did say it was Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah, that was one thing I said. I was like, they never once said this was a remaster. Like, the whole thing about being a remake says a lot.
Yeah.
And I actually have a feature about that going up
Nice.
today. Well, so by the time that this goes up, it'll be yesterday. But yeah, just kind of talking about it, because yes, I'm a Square Enix fan, but I have some thoughts about Final Fantasy VII. And for me, it was actually very entertaining to watch everybody just screaming at each other, because there are so many extremist sides. And
Yeah, nobody can just be like, I'll sit in the middle here.
yeah, and I made one flippant comment on Facebook about it, and then was immediately attacked for being a complete moron and an embarrassment to the to media, and it wouldn't stop. And then a friend came in and defended me, and then it got ugly. So the guy who originally made the post, he deleted the whole post. He was like, "God, people." I was
Yeah.
like, I don't think I deserve that. He goes, no, you didn't.
Yeah, the internet making
So
hateful people. It's so great. I if it's going to be episodic, that's what they're going to do. So I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. They claim it's because it's too big to put on a disc, but then I
don't
forgot
believe
who it,
that.
I forgot who it was, but they're like, "Yeah, it's too big to fit on a disc." And then they showed the very first Final Fantasy VII, how it sprawled across three CDs. was like, yeah, you fixed that problem a while ago. I think it's just because they're trying to get more money. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the argument was about, yeah, yes, it's bought across three CDs. I'm like, okay, but the three CD thing, that's three CD-ROMs. No, because the game is 1.5 gig. I know, because I have it on my Vita. That did not fit on one CD back then. So you're talking about Blu-ray, and games are up to 75 gig. I honestly don't believe that we have the games on the Blu-rays. I believe what's on the Blu-ray is like the CD key or the install file, and then we download everything. That's why there's these huge installs. So the reason why I think that they're doing this in episodic is because they are cutting out the grinding combat. So they say that the game is too big, but the same they said that the game is too big. Then they're cutting out combat, but then they're adding in more stuff. So then a lot of people are confused about that, and they're like, "Well, but Midgar is huge." I'm like, "No, Midgar was not that big." I mean, I don't like the whole argument of it's too big, we can't put it all on one disc. And I'm just like, "Well, The Witcher 3 says hi," which is when that was how I was called an idiot. It's like, "You don't know anything about math and physics." I'm like, "Okay, you know what? I'm not in the Square Enix boardroom, and neither are you. So I don't." You know, maybe the game, maybe what they have planned is too big, and what they have for going inside buildings is too massive to put on one disc. But I don't believe that that's the reason why they're doing episodic. I believe they're making it episodic because they are cutting out a lot of the grindy combat. Because let's face it, that's not fun. That's not a good time. The random encounters, not fun. They're not fun.
Oh,
So they're cutting out a lot of that, and they're streamlining stuff. What?
that the random encounters, man. There are days you would just get so pissed because you couldn't even take two steps. You'd be like,
No!
a battle, battle, battle. And you're like, I gotta just, the save point is right across the fucking room. It's all I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. Or, you know, when you lose a battle because you didn't equip the fire rings on everybody in your party, and oh, wait, where was that last save? It was 6 hours ago. You're fucked. Yeah, I mean, so I think that they're streamlining a lot of stuff. Why do you think that they made the iOS game with all those cheats so that you could have a god mode and just get through it? Because they know that we're not the same. And so it's really funny that you got people who are screaming that we don't have a remastered version. Well, it's a remake. One part of me is like, I don't care, but the other part of me is saying, you know, I'm kind of interested. And I think it's a sign that we need to stop because for whatever reason my landline's ringing. Dear God.
Just go get
Like,
it.
Paul, it's.
Well, at least see who it is. This is where she just sends it directly to voicemail. Yeah, see, just send it to voicemail. Hello.
Only people who call that are solicitors and my mom.
See, there you go. We would like to know
Anyway.
if you've heard about. Yeah, you know, I think people really, A, people of the internet, please stop with the hate. Just understand that people can have opinions and you don't have to agree with them. It's okay. It doesn't mean you have to go on this attacking rage. It's okay. Stop being angry. Have fucking fun again. Jesus Christ.
Go play some Just Cause 3. You
Yeah,
can't be angry playing Just
just
Cause
blow
3.
shit up.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they said that, you know, we talked about this a while ago too, is that it was a Final Fantasy VII remake, which is why, you know, I was excited about it. I'm still excited that at least we're getting, you know, another Final Fantasy game, right? Even though it's Final Fantasy VII, whatever, but it's still a remake, so I can still be excited, but I'm still holding out. You know, I'm not going to be all stupid hype about it until I actually play it or see more of it. I will say this, Final Fantasy VII is on the PSN for the PS4 right now, and you get a really cool ass theme for your PS4. It's really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a really nice theme. It's all the
Yeah,
it's
but
that nice. It's basically the remake for. So you have Cloud, you have his back with the giant sword, and you have Aeris's theme song playing. It's very
okay,
calming.
yeah, but you know, I've tried playing that game. Like, I bought like the PS1 because I mean, I did come to the game way too late. First time I played it was 8 years ago, and I tracked down a PS1 copy. put it on my PS2, and that game was never meant to be on high definition TVs. Like, I had a lot of problems seeing what I needed to see. Cloud kept getting his toe caught on something because I couldn't see it. So then when I had it on the Vita and it's much more compact, it was much better. The PSP, I think the first time it came
Yeah,
out.
PSP.
And it was much more compact. Like, no, this is how it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be in these huge high def TVs, which is why I haven't really thought about getting the PS4 version. I wish it was cross-buy because I already have it on the Vita.
Yes. Yeah, I was kind of upset about that, but
But Square Enix likes their monies.
yeah, and they got it out of me, so bravo. And they got the $15 out of me for Final Fantasy 14. Yay. Anyway.
No, they'll be getting it out of me, and they'll be, and I'll buy Final Fantasy 15. I will.
I probably will too, and I'll probably buy the I'll like I said, I'll probably just buy Final Fantasy VII Remake as well, just
And you
to.
need to buy Dragon Quest Heroes.
Yes, I do, because I
So
keep
much
hearing.
fun.
That's what I keep hearing. So.
Yeah, I finally got to Terry, who was a character in Final Fantasy VI. You didn't get him till like about halfway through the game, and he was an asshole in that game. And you get him now, I was like, you're still an asshole. Yes, you're good with the sword, but damn, you're a jerk.
And this has been the SGR sponsored content of the week. Thank you,
Oh
Square
God, I wish. I wish.
Enix. This portion has been sponsored by Square Enix.
I wish.
Cue
God, I would love it.
that. Wouldn't that be awesome? Anyway, and the last game I played was Destiny. It's like I said at the beginning. So they released the Sparrow Racing, which you want to see another hoopla of people being pissed off? Just look at fucking Destiny, the Destiny community right now, because people are either.
Why are they mad?
Because they got free content, but it wasn't with the free content that they wanted. But it's the free content they've been asking about. But it's free content that they wanted. But they I don't know. This came out on so PlayStation Experience. They had
Did they want another Taken King
I
expansion
don't.
or like the wolf thing or
I
something?
you
I
know what?
mean,
I wish I could tell you, but this is the internet. So people have been actually. It's you know I watched a couple Destiny streamers, and they've always talked about people want. Sparrow Racing. So they got Sparrow Racing, and it was free. It didn't cost them a goddamn thing. It was free content. And
oh, I know why they're mad.
because.
Because it's a community event, right? So it's only happening for a certain amount of
Oh,
days.
it's 3 weeks. Oh, and then people got confused because, again, Sony has shelled out money to Bungie, so that way they get exclusive content. You know what they get? They get like some pretty skins for their sparrows. Congratulations. In Xbox, people were pissed off that they're like, oh, we're not getting it. No, you got Sparrow Racing. You just don't get like one sparrow and something else. And yes, it's like a 3 week long event. So to me, I see it as it's going to be kind of like what they do with Iron Banner, where it comes out every so often and you have a week long event. When I played of it last night, A, it was free content. B, it's pretty entertaining. I mean, I did have a duck horn, so my sparrow would quack like a duck as I tried to bump people over. It was pretty entertaining.
That's funny.
But at the same point, I didn't bash him because it was, because it's just an ancillary thing. But still, at the same point, it was free content. My biggest concern. Complaints with it is that it was buggy. There was point port there were points at which I'd be racing and I'd be trying to boost and it would actually show that I was boosting but I was braking. And it wouldn't let me and it wouldn't fix itself until I jumped off my sparrow basically killing herself. And then it would work again. And I don't know where the hell that whole thing came into play. And the other complaint is that it's only two tracks. So it does get old pretty fast. So, at the same point, it's not like I have to constantly play it.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, and it was free. And Bungie has come out and said that there will be no big major content packs like the Taken King or the House of
Yeah.
Wolves. We won't be seeing that in year two. They're going to keep giving us all this little stuff, and that's fine. And everybody threw a fit when they brought out the microtransaction stuff for buying dances and stuff, but now you're getting free content. Look,
It's
you're not paying
okay,
$30 to get content anymore.
but it's an emote, and it's not pay to win. You know?
Hey, they've gotten $10 out of me because, you know, I like the facepalm emote and I like the tantrum emote. And then I like the, I got this one last night where he sticks his thumb out. And then, no, you suck. So, I mean, at least they make the emotes pretty entertaining. But again, you don't have to buy it. It's, to me, it's just showing where people on the internet are starting to go. They just can't, you can't be happy with what you're getting. And
No, nobody's happy.
the part that really baffles me is, yeah, the content may not be like exceptional content. It's not Taken King quality, but it was free. You got it for free. You can play for 3 weeks. My guess is if they're going to bring it back out after a couple weeks, they'll do another one.
Kind of like the Diablo seasons, you know?
Yeah. So to me, stop your bitching. Either play it, don't play it, go back to Destiny, or just find something else that you enjoy playing. Just stop hating everything that comes out and stop hating on the people that enjoy this stuff. You know, everybody enjoys things differently, so fucking stop your bitching, people.
And this has been a Chris tutorial.
Yeah, and I will now get off my soapbox.
And
All right, Carrie.
with that, I think that's a great way to
It
end
is,
it.
because Square Enix only paid us for an hour, so.
They might have paid you. I didn't, 'cause I haven't seen a dime of this.
They paid me with a nice PS4 theme that I had to buy.
That you had to buy. Okay. Seems legit. It really does. All right. Awesome. So, well, I think we only have one more of these until
Is it?
Christmas break. Yeah.
Yeah, that's next
Because
week, right?
yeah, next week will be our last one. So if you have anything you'd like us to end the year with, you can email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com, or leave a comment on this post, or put it on Facebook or tweet at us, whatever. You can follow us on Twitter. I am Crunchy Chocobo. Chris is Starvin. And or I should say Chris is Starvin, or are you this way? Where are you?
I'm over here. You're
Oh,
over here
sorry.
on my screen, and I'm over here.
All right. So this way. See, because I right because you're actually on top on my screen.
Nope, wrong way. There you go.
Yeah, so Chris. So Chris is at Starvin, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. And so we are going to have a Game of the Year podcast. It will be in January when my husband gets back, and I can, team up with Chris and Blake and Ross and get back. I can join rejoin the Book of the Month stuff again.
Yay.
So that'll be good times. And let's see, what have we got strategy guide wise? See, Chris has still got Tales of Zestiria and Fallout 4. I have Halo 5, Tomb Raider, Tales of Zestiria, Xenoblade Chronicles, and Just Cause 3. I am Cool thing is that I've already played Halo 5 and Tomb Raider, so it shouldn't take me too long to review those, but I just gotta sit and do them. My fault. So we got a lot. I'm really gonna try to get this stuff done though by the end of the year. I really want to. Really, 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 really
I
want
am
to.
probably going to be carrying Fallout 4 into 2016, so yeah.
Fallout 4 is so small. What's your problem,
I
man?
don't know, man. I should just be able to knock that shit out in like a week. I mean, Tales of
Right?
Zestiria, I don't know why I've been dilly-dallying around with that one.
Stop the side questing, Chris.
Stop the side
Stop
quest.
the side questing. They don't give you anything in JRPGs. It's not important to side quest. You don't need to grind.
Gotta do all the things, man. Gotta do all the things.
Right, and with that, we ask that you keep on reading SGR. We will have some good content soon. Yay!
Yay. Unboxing.
And of course, we ask that you subscribe to us on YouTube or subscribe to our podcast. Definitely subscribe to us on YouTube because then you get to see this and unboxing videos and other videos and
Please like and
fun
subscribe.
stuff.
Here's my
No,
brother says, please like and subscribe.
I'm not gonna do that on Twitch. Please subscribe. No.
And hit that PayPal donation button that we'll add in here shortly. And with that, we're out. Peace!